Good morning, everybody. This is Alice, and this is Protect Your Glow, the podcast. Just want to start off by saying thank you guys so much for pressing play. And I'm just happy to be on God's planet Earth. It's been a real journey for me. But today I'm getting ready to tell on myself this morning. You know, sitting here just reflecting, and the mornings are a really good time for me because it gives me time to think. It's my time of reflection, my time of gratefulness, and just I'm so happy that God has chosen to give me another day of life. Glad that God has honored my tears and given me a reason to fight the good fight, you know. I mean, I can go on for hours about how good God has been to me. Take days to tell you guys all about it. But what I'm really proud of is the fact that he just keeps using me and blessing me over and over again. And every time I feel like I'm not enough, he lets me know that I am enough. And every time I feel like I can't go on, he gives me the power and the strength to go on. So, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about me today. About a topic that I find to be interesting, a space and time that most of us go through. It's called the in-between, you know, or in the meantime. What do you do when you're in the meantime? You know, I find myself being so good at telling people how and why and when they should do things, but then when it comes to me sometimes, I have no clue on how I should fix my own life. You know, you're good at giving other people advice and about how to be great and telling my kids how to think like greatness and remember who you are and don't let anybody tell you otherwise. And all the while I'm wondering, God, you've called me. You know, I've quit my job like you said. I got rid of the people in my life that I believe was hindrance to me. And now I find myself in the in-between, and I'm like, God, what now? How do I serve you now? You know, when I started this podcast, one of my biggest fears was something I really admired in other people. One of my biggest fears was showing vulnerability. You know, how do I maintain this platform and be open to talking on a mic, being in a closet talking on a mic to complete strangers, you know? I believe some of my friends and my family listen to me too, but it's still, you know, it's like, how do I show more of myself? I tell myself I can't give all of myself. What would they think? I gotta get it all together, you know? Why do we sometimes act like we got it all together? I think it has to do with pride. You know, my sister-in-law and I were talking about this yesterday. We had a very intimate conversation, as we sometimes do on Sundays. You know, Sundays, she calls it Sundays with Alice, where we just hang out with the kids. But her and I, we sit around and we just talk about life and how, you know, what's going on, her feelings, my feelings. And usually the best conversations I've had comes out of those moments where we learn and we grow together, you know. But one of the topics that we were talking about was that sometimes there are things that others will point out to us and we get mad about it, not because it's not true, but because of our pride. You know, pride is sometimes the hindrance to a blessing. Pride is sometimes the hindrance to your growth because we want people to think that we got it all together. I mean, even babies have pride, you know, because sometimes you, a little baby, you'll try to like give them their bottle and they don't want it. They feel like they're full, or you'll try to do certain things to calm them down and nothing works. And even little kids, man, we were talking about it yesterday, my sister-in-law, and like, how is it that a little kid knows how to lie, or, you know what I'm saying, what to say, like, I didn't do when they know that they did, is because their pride won't let them be like, I know you're my mom, but you're not gonna tell me what to do. You know, even from then, we have pride issues. But then I realized through thinking that and journaling that vulnerability is freedom. You know, there's beauty in the in-between. It took me a long time to figure that out, a long time to believe that there is beauty in the in-between moments of life. When you're reaching for your goals, or when you're standing in the middle and saying, God, okay, what now? Where do you want me to go now? What do I do now? We have to be careful not to miss those moments, those times where our children are laughing, our spouse is around, or those times when our friends are there for us to lean on. We have to be careful not to miss those moments, because those are the moments that makes us the strongest, the moments that makes us grow, the moments that makes us better, because we're present and we're fully there. Sometimes we get so busy and we're not even fully there. You know, by the time you get up to go to work, to a job that you don't even like, and then you come back, gotta pick up the kids from aftercare, and then you get home, and before you even walk in the door, there's a million things going through your head. You gotta get dinner ready and do this and that. And sometimes we, especially as women, we forget about ourselves, you know. We lose ourselves in the process because we're so busy trying to take care of somebody else. We're so busy trying to make sure everybody else is happy that we forget about our own happiness. We forget that we matter too. We forget that, hey, what about me, you know? Who's caring for me? Who's loving on me? And the answer to that is you need to do that for yourself, you know? I used to wait for other people to do that and think that, oh, you know, let me wait until this happens or that happened. And, or why am I pouring so much into this person? They're not pouring that much into me. Is because you have to understand and recognize that you are enough. You have to understand and recognize that without you, there is no you. If you can't love on yourself, nobody else will. You know, I'm learning day by day how to cherish my now, my todays. I stop worrying about tomorrow or what could have been, what should have been. I am living for today. I find myself making a plan, scheduling out my day from day to day, hour by hour. Yes, time is important to me. Yes, I've seen a lot of people that I love, you know, pass away. And I wonder too, you know, what would they have done with their last 24 hours? So then I became very strategic about time. Not obsessed, because I don't want anything to have power over me. I think I've become more strategic with my time and making sure that every second of it, every minute is used towards a goal, or that is used in a valuable way. Because time is running out. You know, I have a sign in front of my door. I'm turning the page, sorry. You probably can hear my notes. And I'm trying to get this done before my kids wake up. So bear with me if I'm talking too fast. I'm going to slow down a little bit here. But back to what I was saying. I have a sign in front of my door that says, if not now, then when? If it's not a good time now to work on your goals, then when is a good time? Are we going to wait until our bank account is to the amount that we want? Are we going to wait until the kids get... go to college? Are we going to wait until, you know, we're done getting out of debt? Are we going to wait until we get our act together? Are we going to wait until we clean up our sins first? Like, when is it going to be a good time? When is it ever a good time to tap into your God-given potentials? When is it ever a good time to say, you know what, I'm going to take a risk that may cost me everything, but God, I'm ready to pay the price, because I believe that I am ready now to live the dream life that you have for me, God. When are we going to live the dream life that God has for us? When are we going to stop worrying about what other people think? When are we going to stop worrying about what others say and look into ourselves for the answers? Yes, we can read books. We can watch, you know, a lot of TV, watch motivational things and that sort of thing, watch preaching and everything like that. But when are you going to look into yourself and start applying what you've learned day by day to move your life forward? When is it a good time to say, you know what, life, I see what you're doing. I see the resistance in not having things go my way. I see the closed doors. I see that application that I filled out and didn't get the job. I see that position that I wanted that I didn't get. I see how I didn't want to quit, but you had them fire me. I see when I wanted to go left, you had me go right. You know, life, I see what you're doing. God, I see what you're doing. Sometimes God does things, closes doors to give us a hint, to give us a clue, and to move us into the direction of where our life is supposed to be, to guide us into our destiny. It may not look like everybody else's life, but God doesn't do anything for a reason. You may start to wonder, where is God in the midst of my storm? Where is God in the midst of my pain? Where is God in the midst of these bills piling up? Where is God in the midst of this sickness? But what I found out is that God never leaves us, that we leave him, you know? God never leaves us. We're the ones that step away for a minute and think that he's not there, but he's been there all along. You know, today is the day that I think we need to let go of who and what we want to be and embrace who we are now, the person that you are today. Can you honestly look at yourself in the mirror and be proud of who you see looking back at you? If not, then we got some cleaning up to do. We got some fixing up to do. We got some pride to kill. If not, we need to go back to the drawing board and find out what it is that's causing us a hindrance to our growth. Is it anger? Is it pride? Is it lust? Is it the desire to be someone we are not? Is it because we want others to see who we want them to think that we are? Is it the fame that we're after, the money? What is it that is causing you to stay right where you are? What is it? Excuse me. You know, in the meantime, for me, is a good time because it teaches us about our strengths and our weaknesses, our good and bad moments. You know, you start to get a sense of a newfound freedom that you've never had before in the meantime, in the in-between of life. You know, the freedom to deal with your mess and your truths face to face. How do you plan to tackle your fears, your worries in the meantime? Will you strategize or be non-strategic? Will you be still and not lean onto your understanding, onto your own understanding, but trust that God will have never called you to a place where he did not equip you for? And that if you would lean on him and get ready to do the work, get ready to get your hands dirty. Get ready to put in late nights. While everybody is partying, get ready to be writing. When everybody is having a good time, get ready to be planning. Because your future self is waiting for you. Your future deserves it. Every day I aim to plant little seeds that will grow into my future. Whether it is I am very strategic and intentional about feeding my mind with things that will help me to grow. I refuse to watch a movie, a TV show that's not adding value to my life. Anything with violence or lust of the flesh, anything that can trigger something in me that I don't want, I refuse to do that. I don't watch the news for that purpose. Because I don't want the news media controlling my thinking. So I've taken back that power where I don't watch things that I don't want to watch. I don't entertain conversations that I don't believe are good for my soul. And I've quit jobs because of that. I've left places because the atmosphere was a hindrance to my growth. The negativity permeated through the room and tried to seep into me. And I was like, no. I refuse to dumb myself down for a promotion. Refuse to dumb myself down for a raise. Refuse to dumb myself down for a title. Because at the end of the day, you have to live with you. At the end of the day, you have to hold yourself accountable for your actions throughout that day. Were you kind to someone? Did you make somebody's day? Now, I'm not saying every day is going to be a walk in the park. We are human beings and we are entitled to have bad days. But that does not mean that you take out your frustration on another human being that had nothing to do with your frustration in the first place. There are different ways to manage your frustration and anger. You can walk it out, work it out. You can love it out. You can write it out. You know, we live in a society that is like a two double-edged sword. They tell you to, you know, saying, go after your dreams, do your own thing. But then they want you to do it your own way instead of the God way of doing things. It's great to want to be wealthy. It's great to want to have financial freedom. But what ways are you going about it? Is it at the cost of hurting someone else? If not, that's not the right way to go about it. It's important to find fulfillment in what it is that you're doing and in what you're pursuing. It's important that your cup is full, because without that, then you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. And you will find that if you trust in God, that you will find that there is so much beauty in the in-between. And the in-between teaches you things that you can't learn when things are good. It teaches you things that is necessary to propel your life forward, such as patience. It teaches you that nothing really matters at all. Except that which you give value to. It teaches you that what God has for you is for you, and it will not pass you by. And that is waiting for you. And that if you're willing to do the work to get there, that it is waiting for you. All you have to do is take that step forward. The in-between, the beauty of that moment, teaches you that you are enough. It teaches you that you can do whatever it is you put your mind to. And it teaches you that God, if God can take care of the birds in the air, He will definitely take care of you. He will take care of you. So I wanted to leave that with you guys today. Just sharing a piece of my heart in hopes that this helps somebody today. Have a good day, a good night, wherever you are. And I'll talk to you on my next podcast.